3D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2, page 42. Speaker 1.
My local newspaper can be a very depressing read these days. Page after page is about violent crimes in town, and what makes this even more upsetting is the fact that most of the criminals get off very lightly. My next-door neighbour, who's 70 years old, got mugged last month, and the mugger only had to do 50 hours of community service. That's unbelievable. It makes you wonder whether all the police work involved in catching these criminals is even worth it. In my opinion, any sort of violent crime deserves a prison sentence, and a long one at that.
Speaker 2.
I live in a small rural town where there isn't a lot of crime. In fact, our police force consists of just 2 officers, and they usually have very little to do. The only noteworthy event that I can think of happened 3 years ago. A gang drove into town in a white van and robbed our only supermarket. I was there at the time buying some groceries, but didn't get a look at them because they were wearing masks. I did manage to spot the number plate of the van, though, and that was a great help to the police. If I remember correctly, I think they each got 3 years for the crime.
Speaker 3.
I don't work in law enforcement, but having lived for so many years in a rough neighbourhood in the suburbs, I think I know a thing or two about how to stay safe in the streets. Basically, though, it's just down to common sense. One tip that I always follow is to always stay in well-lit areas. Even if it involves taking a longer route home, for example, it's crucial to be able to see if a person is behaving suspiciously around you. Plus, of course, when a criminal doesn't have the mask of darkness, he's far less likely to commit a crime.
Speaker 4.
It might come as a surprise to some people, but not every member of the force patrols the streets and chases after criminals. I'm a CCTV operator, and the work that I do is just as important in keeping crime levels down in the city. There are around 100 CCTV cameras installed throughout the city, and it's my responsibility, along with a team of 5 other officers, to keep an eye on the city and notify the control room of any suspicious activity or crime in action. I love the sense of achievement when I see a criminal caught live on camera because of my attention to detail.